Viking River Cruises 2010 all-inclusive vacations in Europe, Russia, and China have just been announced. Take advantage of their early booking discount with two-for-one cruise pricing and $1,000 off per couple on round-trip air, plus get a complimentary wine package. See your travel agent. Call 1-877-705-7632 or visit VikingRiverCruises.com. Ask for EBD. Offer expires May 31st, 2009.
It's 43 minutes after the hour, coming to you from the Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico. Peter Greenberg here, taking your calls on travel, 888-887-3837, 888-88 Peter. This next segment is a hoot because I'm gonna throw some questions at you. I bet you didn't know that in Nebraska, donut holes may not be sold. In Portland, Oregon, people may not whistle underwater. I didn't even think you'd whistle underwater in any place, but apparently you can't do it in Portland. Here's another Nebraska law. In Nebraska, if a child burps during a church service, his parent may be arrested. Uh-oh. How did we find out all about this? Well, through our next guest, the author of The Wacky World of Laws, and yes, he's probably a lawyer too, and his name, Jeff Isaac. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
I mean, these are helpful laws to know while you're traveling, because if I'm in Lincoln, Nebraska tomorrow and somebody wants to sell me a donut hole, I better run. It could be a setup, huh?
Oh, boy, you got to be careful. And, of course, in Delaware, it's against the law to pawn a wooden leg as well, so you got to be careful where you go. But the fun thing is, in this book, there's thousands of these laws, both here in the United States, all 50 states, as well as about 12 different countries. And it's just kind of a fun thing to look at. I've been a lawyer a long time, and I do radio and TV here in San Diego, California, and it's kind of fun deviation once in a while from the boring, esoteric parts of law.
But, Jeff, these are laws that are still on the books.
Many of them are, but they're not enforced, obviously. If they were, as you say, donut holes, there'd be a lot of people in jail with donut holes. It would be a bad deal. Also, you know, it's funny. In Iowa, this is a great one, in Iowa, a man cannot wink at a woman he doesn't know. It's against the law to do that. You can't wink at a woman in Iowa, so be careful if you go there on vacation.
And yet Iowa just passed same-sex marriage, so I guess a man can't wink at a man he doesn't know.
Well, I think that's the next law to be made. We have 500,000 new laws every single year in the United States, so would it be a wonder that we'll come up with that one in Iowa probably next?
I mean, I love some of the other ones in the book. In West Virginia, no children may attend school with their breath smelling of wild onions. Hurt me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we don't want to take away from their ability to learn if they're distracted by bad breath. So either that, or we need to bring Listerine in and make that a mandatory precursor to class.
Now, here's one. There must be a Major League Baseball exemption to this law, because it says in California, it's forbidden to spit on the ground within 5 feet of another person.
Yeah, except for the baseball diamonds, as we know. That isn't so wacky when you think about it. We want to keep everything sanitary, and we don't want swine flu to permeate our world.
Okay, well, here, the one I love the best. This is the one I love this, because if we were actually going to enforce this law, half of this state would be in jail right now. Here it is. In New Jersey, it is illegal to slurp soup.
Yeah. You can't be rude in New Jersey. But, you know, the funny thing about all these laws are, not only are they obviously unenforceable, but you wonder what prompted the politicians or the lawyers or both to create these. Are they just bored people? And, of course, the taxpayers are paying for it, so you just wonder how they really originated. Some of them are somewhat common sense, and most of them are not.
Well, here's the most weird one when it comes to travel. And I'm going to ask you, Jeff, to try to explain this one to me. In Los Angeles, it's actually against the law to complain through the mail that a hotel has cockroaches, even if it's true. Would you explain that?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't write it, because if I did write it, I would have to explain it. But I'm just kind of don't kill the messenger. That's a law that's on the books. It's called the cockroach law. And I don't know what they were thinking, to be honest with you.
Wow. And then my other two favorites, in Ventura, California, keeping it in California, it's actually illegal to make ugly faces at dogs that are found freely roaming the community, as opposed to dogs that are just sitting at home. You can't make a face at a dog.
And, of course, we don't want to offend the dogs. I mean, the PETA people and everybody that's dog lovers and cat lovers, they have a voice. So we don't want dogs to feel offended if you make an ugly face at a dog. But then again, what's the definition of ugly, and where do you draw the line? That's always the issue.
Hey, you're the attorney. I can't wait for you to try that one case. You know, how ugly is he? Well, bring him in here. All right, the name of the book, The Wacky World of Laws, and the author, Jeff Isaac. Stop slurping that soup, because I know exactly who you are, and you're under arrest. Back with more from the Riviera Maya in Cancun, Mexico. Nobody slurping soup? Good. We'll be back in a minute.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER.